All right, good luck. Sorry for the delay. Okay, we're starting a new topic. Baruch Hashem, we're back again. It's Hukas Geneva. So I guess it's a shtick appropriate in terms of timing of the parsha. Parsha's Noach. Chazal say lenechtem gzardinam ela alachomas on nagzela. What's true to his nechtem gzardinam? So all the mefarshim say basically the same nekuda. They did gila rayas of a desert. That other gefela chazakam. What's true to his nechtem gzardinam alachomas on gzela? So the Sholem Meishiv says a beautiful mashal. Tzvart is, like I said, everyone says the same mashal, but Sholem Meishiv says it was a mashal that was a seagull who comes down and snatches a fish out of the water and is about to eat the fish. While he's about to, like, mamish crunch in, the fish pleads and he says, "Have mercy on me, Nebuch, you're going to eat me alive like this, how you talking?" And while he's saying it and he's pleading for his life, a little fish that he just swallowed in the water just falls out of his mouth. So the seagull says, like, hypocrite what you are. You eat everybody else, so why shouldn't I eat you? So pshat is, it's just nechtam gzardinim alachom, it's pshat alagezel, it's because of other they did all the various gefelach. But beside they had a tiny, they could have had a tiny talk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmanis, whatever the cheshbonis were, yeah, whatever it was, why they had to be nikshal and those averis. But when they were oiva chamas, when they oiva gezel, when they see that they themselves were mali arts chamas, they themselves didn't care about one for the other. They themselves didn't have rachmanis on one another. So Mela Kosh Baruch was now teveya for all their averis. It was just the chasimis gzardin was machmas to gezel. There's another word that we say by Misha Para, with the klala that we give by Misha Para, is whoever Akash Baruch Hu Misha Para from the Dara Mabul and the Dara Flago that Eino Eimud Bidiburam, so too should be Pirei from so on with Eino Eimud Bidiburai. So the Mefarshim asks, what's Pshat? We don't find that the Dara Mabul wasn't Eimud Bidiburai. Where do we find that? So, I don't know, maybe Derech Tzachas, I saw someone say, I think Paninim Yekarim says, is that the Pshat is that in the Dara Mabul, they played the game. They stole from everybody else all the shtickluck that they did in Pakhs Mishavraput or whatever it is. And that was fine by them. But when someone stole from them, they would talk, Mamish gefelak that someone stole from me. So Mamelu, Mamneu Bey, they're a hypocrite. They ain't aimed with Diburu in their hand, Hagas Achayim, that they mind when someone else takes advantage of them, but they don't mind taking advantage of somebody else. That's the Eino Eimed B'Diburoi. All right, we can go on and on with Agada. Sorry? Dara Mabul, but Dara Flaga. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I can bring a Mabul again, so we're safe. Yeah, okay. Shaim. That's the story. Okay, let's start. Hilchos Geneva is a very sadistic. There are a lot that is neger. There's a part with shinuing and kefa, which is not so neger. Maybe we'll skip that. We'll see. But let's start. Sif Aleph is just a certain yisaidis of Hilchos Gzeila. Zakta Mechava in Shim Mem Ches Sif Aleph. Osa lignan v'afilu kol shu din Torah. It's forbidden to steal afilu kol shu din Torah. It's also to steal even if it's a kol shu. It means even though normally you would think it has to be a shavar pruta, but over here it's also lignan v'afilu kol shu even if it's a pakas min shavar pruta. What's the reason? Zakta sma afilu kol shu sif katan aleph. The kamoi shechatzi shiurun linin isa chela v'dam is also min haTorah. Just like there's an inyan that it's also chatzi shir is min haTorah for other isurim. Ava gav dein loikin alav kemavur b'mekayma b'yardei v'rechaim b'chaz yom kippurim. So too ken chatzi shir linin mamon gamkin also min haTorah ava gav dein loikin alav. So too chatzi shir is also min haTorah even though you're not loikin alav. It really comes from the Rav HaMagid that the Yisoid, why it's also to steal even Pachas Mishav Reputa, is Midin Chatzishir. Achreinim Tumul, if this passes the Svar of Chatzishir by Gzela, has to be Chazalitz Terufi. If I steal another Pachas Mishav Reputa, Luchar, it's two separate Maisim. How does it work? This Din of Pachas Mishav Reputa. We'll leave it like that. The other Achreinim want to suggest that is really Pachas Mishav Reputa is learned out because Stam Gzeilas, I feel Pachas Mishav Reputa, Torah is not Mechalek. Just we know Din HaShav is by Yishav Reputa, so for Allah, for Malka, that's to be something which is Royal HaShav. But maybe the Issa itself, be Yisoid, is Afilu Pachas Mishav Reputa. But the Sma goes with the Rav HaMagid, like I said, that is Atzchat Yishir. So that's the Mechab. Now this is Issa Daraisa, right? Also looking at Afilu Koshu Din Teretz. It's also in the Daraisa to steal something, even Pachas Mishav Reputa.
There's no
Malkus anywhere in Gzela.
I'm just saying,
sorry, what did you say?
There's no
Well, it has to be, because you want to make a cheshbon. Okay, this is a little of a... If you steal a shavar pruta, so the reason why you're not like is because it's a lav and nitik lasei, because you're chayv b'shava. But bakhtin shavar pruta, you're not chayv b'shava anyway, because bakhtin shavar pruta, so you're not chayv b'shava. Has to be a mamun choshev. So b'etzim, in theory, had there been a lav for pakas and shavar pruta, then you would get malchus for the gazela pakas and shavar pruta, because you don't have a chiv hashava. But since it's only askati shia,
you can still give it back, even though there's no.
But you're not chayiv hashava. Every time I could have, but if the Torah is mechayiv and I say, then that I say is a lav and nitik lasei. If Torah wasn't mechayiv and I say I'm pakas and shavar pruta, so merely you won't have that. Eight some mil, you're left with a lot. Without an asay, you will get malchus. But teretz is, it's only atzkati shir. All right, there's ways to say no. It goes on the lav itself. If the lav is across the board, but all right. What?
If you give it back, you're not mekayim in a mitzvah.
No, if it's pakim shavar pruta, it's a mechila. You're not mekayim in a mitzvah. It's maybe bedin shemayim, but you're not mekayim the asay of veish of isagzela. No, it has to be a momen chasha, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin. Okay, fine. That's the yisoid. Now comes along another chelik mekayim. Just want to, before I include the next step, the Machab, I want to preface. The Gemara in the beginning of Ezeel Neshech says, Leisegneivu, makes a cheshbon, why do you need a lav in the Torah for Gneiva? We can learn out Gneiva from Ribbis, from Einah, from Etzad HaShava. What do we need a lav for? And the Gemara says, the reason why the Torah said Leisegneivu is for two cases. One is for Amanas Lamekat. You're doing it just for the cheshbon of hurting the person. You want to be mitzariyana, and we'll see different pshat and what that means. Or, Zakta Gemara, if you're doing it lemative to the Baalim, you want to do it. Amanas l'sham tashlumi kefo v'dala v'hei. Rashi explains, you know that the Nignav is not interested in taking out handouts from you. He doesn't want it. So, mainly you're going to structure, how am I going to get money to this Nignav? What I'll do is simple. I'll steal from him, and then I'll pay Kefal and Dalavim, and Mela, I'll be mative to the Nignav. And yeah, Mamish Gneiv Lishma. Zakta Torah, you would think that that would be Mutter. Kamash will, no, that's the extra Lysik Gneiv to tell me that this is also. You're now let us steal Amanas Lamekat, and you're now let us steal Amanas Hashem Tashlumi Kefal Dalavim. That is the Gemara. When the Rambam brings it down, the Rambam already has an extra case. We'd have to know where the Rambam comes from. The Rambam says, "Afilu derech schoik," or "Amanas lahagzir," which the Beis Yosef explains, "Amanas lahagzir" means litzar. You're doing it only to be mitzarim because you're going to take it and give it back. And then the next case is "Amanas lashalom," which the Mefarshim explain means "Amanas lashalom tachlum mekefel and dalvehe," like I said. So somehow the Rambam got from this Gemara yet a third case. We're going to see in the Mechaba somehow there are four cases l'chara going on from the same Gemara. It's evolving. But let's see. Zokta Mechaba va'os lignoi va'filu derech schoik. It's one va'filu amanas lahagzir. Which we know that the Beis Yosef teaches that means letzar, you're taking it to hurt the guy and give it back. Or, oi, kedei l'shalom tashlumi kefal, that's yet a third case. Oi, yet a fourth case, kedei letzaroi. Now, look, the kedei letzaroi is the exact same case as we just said before, amanas lahagzir. But on these cases, hakol asa, why is it asa, kedei shlo yagel atzmi bekak? You shouldn't get used to stealing. But it's also, you're now allowed to do this type of stealing. L'chayr, it's a mefush, a pasek, and it's an issa, da araisa. And we're going to see that maybe there's just time of the cross. But this is the thing. So far you have four cases, l'chayr in the Makaba. So this kasha, everyone's bothered by. What's going on? You have amanas lags and you have kadeh l'tzari. L'chayr, amanas lags, the gufa is the case of kadeh l'tzari. So if you look in the smas of cotton bays, the smas says, v'afilo amanas lags. What's that case? Pish. V'lay gondvoy ele l'meikat u'l'tzari. I only stole to be mitzarim. To get him. That's what I was stealing for. That's Amanas Lahakzir. Came Pirusha Beisaisif Divrei Atur. Avos, Dr. Sma, Machaba, the cause of Achaz, Kedei Letzaroi, but the same Beisaisif, the Mabala Machaba, who says the afterwards, Kedei Letzaroi, Lechayer, so what's going on? And Amanas Lahakzir then came in Kedei Letzaroi, so what's going on? So Achloim, the Mashikos of Amanas Lahakzir, Ratzaloim, Shalokhoi, Litzorchoi, or Lakzir, Rebeino Yachakak. He somehow leaves his pirush that he said in the Beis Yosef, and Amanas Lahagzir is not kedei letzarei, but Amanas Lahagzir is that you took it, you're going to use it, and give it back.
Shol shloimidas.
Excellent. So l'chayro, now reading the Sma, so in between this Leisig Noivu, somehow the Mechab is sticked in a new case called Shor Shlamidas. And you have to know what's the Chiddush. Shor Shlamidas is a Gazan, it's Pasha. There are other cases in the Shulchan Aruch that say Shor Shlamidas is a Gazan. What do you need here to say? It's a cloud of Gneva, Shor Shlamidas, it's a Gazan or a Ganav, what's going on? And then it's shtick of modna because firstly it's going against what he wrote in the Beis Yosef, and it's nothing to do with the pasuk of Leisig Noivu. All right. So you look in the Chiddushi Arim. The Chiddushi Arim is bothered by the Sma. What's going on? What's the Chiddush going? And he has Feshidina Hamtzais. Why this would be a Chiddush? But there's a Divrei Chaim in Shoimrim, a Simen Ches. He says a beautiful pshat here. He says it's a Chiddush, but he says that a Shol Shloim Medas is only Chayiv Bointin. The Shor Shlamidas is only a Gazlan when he actually goes ahead and uses a Mishdamish of the Chayfetz. If he took it and he has not yet used it, he's not Chayiv Bointin. He's going out on a limb, Lamaisis, the Nefush, and Nesivis Faket, which he quotes actually Nesivis in the beginning of Reis Tzadi Bey. He says, Faket, the Shor Shlamidas is a Gazlan. The second you take it, Amunas Lishdamish. You don't have to be Mishdamish. And the Chazanish goes like that as well. The Pashas, the Gemara, and like that, and Amafkid is like that, simple Gemara. Is mashma like that, but the Divrei Chaim says not like that. Divrei Chaim says you only Shor Shlamidas is only a gazlin when you actually carry through with your intent of being mishtamish with it. So mainly time is like this. That's when you chayiv bo'intzin. But the chiddush of the machab is to tell me that I'm already usher to do the second I take it. Chiyiv bo'intzin, the din gazlin for chiyiv bo'intzin I'll only have later on when I'm mishtamish with it. But the chiddush over here is that I'm already a gazlin, the issa shabai, I'm already over this issa, the second I take it to be mishtamish, it's already an issa. That would be the chiddush over here.
Would the issa trigger the chiyuv onsen? I mean, when you gozel something?
No, that's his chiddush. You could have the issa right away, but you won't have the chiyuv onsen until you're mishtamish with it later on.
No,
he's saying it anyway. He was taking on the Nesivis that he wants to say that Shor Shlamidas not Chayiv Bo'intzin until later. Memele, once he does that, then he says that you could say that that's a Chiddush here. Agav, the Chiddush Rim is Ma'ira, Gav Shmak Ha'ara. I'm sure a lot of the Ilum had this Ha'ara. Shor Shlamidas is a Gazlan. It's the terminology in Kala Tarekula. Here we're talking about Hilchus Geneva. Right? Now the Chayra, what's the difference between Gzeil and Gnev? Gzeil is people know about it, Gnev is people don't know about it. So the Chayra...
It's not about giving money, not giving money.
No, Pasha, Shosh, what's it called, Gzeil and Gneva? Whether people know better or not. So the Chayra, Shosh Lamedaz, unless he did it Befehesi, but that normal case of Shosh Lamedaz is when no one knows about it. So the Chayra are a Ganef, not a Gazan. So the Halacha should be Shosh Lamedaz Ganefu, not Gazanhu. And especially since the Sma just now plugged into this Issa Gneva Shor Shlamidas. So you see the Sma holds that Shor Shlamidas is a Ganef. So Kedush Yerim says, Ene Chanami, you should know a Shor Shlamidas is going to be Chayiv Kefal, because he's a Ganef. I once used the Lashon Shor Shlamidas Gazan, he says, maybe it's close to Namala case about Shoimrim, and Shoimrim can't be a Ganef, has to be a Gazan, but he mutches. But it's a stammer thing to keep your eyes open and go through Shas. Every time you show me that's Gazan, really it's supposed to be a Ganif, and really Lechayu should be Chayiv and Kefal. All right, that's the first pshat. That's the smash pshat that we're talking about Shor Shlamidas. The second pshat Lechayu is the Goyin. The Goyin says, how do you know Afilo Amnas Lachs? If you look in the Goyin Sukkot and Beis, he says, I learn now from the Gemara Bava Kama Samach Amid Beis. Now that case that the Gemara was talking about, David HaMelech, a story, David HaMelech wanted to know, could he take a goddess of Sa'irim and give back chitim or chitim, sorry, I forgot which way it went, but he wants to steal one goddess type of a food, amenas l'shalim, with a different type of a goddess. And on that, the Gemara says that it's also. It says in the Pasuk, Rosh Gzeli Yishalim, that even if he pays, he's still considered a Rosh, so it's also, but you, David HaMelech, you're a Melech, you're allowed to be perigeda, you're allowed to do whatever you want. But Yisoid, HaGoyzel amenas l'shalim is also. So if the Goyin stuck that into this halacha, it means the Goyin learned Amanas Laksa wasn't that I'm planning on giving back this chayfetz. Amanas Laksa means I plan on keeping this chayfetz, but I'll pay you, I'll reimburse you, I'll give you back something else instead. Shtick of mud in the Losh Amanas Laksa, but that's... Sorry?
So next case is
Kedei L'Shalim Tashlumi Kefal. Kefal. The Chiddush is even Kefal. But the first case would be Kedei L'Shalim instead of Kedei L'Aksa. And then the second case would be Kedei L'Shalim Tashlumi Kefal, which is even a Toivah for the Baalim. And then comes along Kedei L'Tzarei, which is, I'm going to give back this Kefal. It's not my whole agenda is only to hurt the Baalim, but my agenda is not to gain from it. I don't need the item in itself. Well, lagzira means I take it, I plan on giving it back. But if I plan on taking it and paying instead, that's something else. That's not, I have no problem, but that's much, that's not going to be shoshlam medas gazlan. That's a new case. If I plan on taking something, I plan on paying somewhere else. That's not a shoshlam medas. I'm a ganif. I'm a ganif, but I plan on paying. Don't worry, I'm not a ganif that's going to run away. I'm a ganif that plans on reimbursing.
Both cases. The way of repaying is...
No, no. Is if I'm a show. Show means I take something and I borrow it and I give it back. If I take it, l'chalut, and not to give back, I'm not a shoyl, I'm a gazlan. Yeah. But I'm a gazlan, I'm an asl shalim. That's a different case. So it's not a show shalim yadas. It's not the case of a swa. So on the goyin, it's also a bit shver, is because, again, this has nothing to do with leisig noivu, the chiddush akra that we learn, am nas lemeket, am nas lesham techul nekefot. All of a sudden, in the mechaba, he decided right now to plug in a new case, which is the Loshana Rambam, which he himself, Taisha Rambam, means kadeh letzaroi, shtekomon. If you look in the Levush even says, all these cases in the mechaba are learned out from the pasuk leisig noivu. He wants an higher ladder to learn out so many cases in one drasha. He says because Chazal knew that no one case is better than the next, so when we don't know everything, it's kula shava, we can learn on everything from one lav. But everything is learned down from leisig noivu, like the goyin, or like the smal, or that's not the case. The Pischei Choshen says in Tesanta Pshat, he has a third pshat here. The Gishmak and the Siman Aleph of Kotn Yedzayin, he says that you have to reread the Mechaba, not like the Sma. It's like this. It's not four cases, it's three cases. First case is Afilo Derek Schoik, good. Then comes Ulung, Afilo Amenas Lagza, that's the klal. Even if your intent is to give back, what's the sub klal? What's the type? How do you get Amenas Lagza? Oy Kedei Lashanta Shlimi Kefal, Oy Kedei Latsarei. It's really only three cases. Kedei l'aksis, Amnas l'aksis is not a new case. Amnas l'aksis is only a klal. And how do I give Amnas l'aksis? Either I'm going to give it back to be made of you to, by giving Tashlimi Kefil, or I'm going to do it only a bit kedei l'tzari. I'm going to take it for an hour, whatever it is, just that you should get nervous. You don't know where it is.
Why isn't that
there a spike? So the shayla is, what you mean to say is, derech schoik is also amanas lahakzir. So if there would be such a klal and a sub klal, shukhayr should start to afilu amanas lahakzir. And what's the case? Derech schoik, lashlami kefil, and kedei letzari. You see that he put schoik first, and all of a sudden steps in amanas lahakzir. It sounds like it's not just that klal, because then schoik should belong to that klal too. Schoik is a type of tzari. It's not really letzaroi, but at least it should go under amanas la'aksi. And if in effect the mechaba put amanas la'aksi after it, it sounds not like the pischei choshen.
L'chayra.
So schoik is, I'm trying to have fun. Guys, you ever see guys, I mean, we were once kids, right? So you take someone's chayfas, you make him look, oh, he's looking for it. You got him. You fooled him. You know, it's schoik. Everyone laughs at him. You see, we were able to fool him. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, you're a tzaddik. You're above it. Baruch Hashem.
Maybe he knows about it. Maybe he knows about it. To take possession of someone else's property, he knows you took it.
Oh, Derech Schoik is even knows.
To take possession of it, that's gezeilah. Right, but he knows about it.
If he knows about it, only thing is if he knows about it, I hear the cheshbon. If he knows about it, then why is it here in Gneva? I mean, Gzela. This is these are the klolim of Gneva. Yeah. Okay.
Derech Schoik is a different type of Maisik Gzela. Then afterwards, you're saying the regular Maisik Gzela with the cheshbon beyond that.
Well, why is Derech Schoik different? How is Derech Schoik different than, say, Letzar? Well, why is that considered?
In the other Maisik, there's no difference, but in the setup, it's a different type of situation.
Why?
It's a gzela, derech schoik. The actual maaser is derech schoik.
And a gzela, amanas letzar?
The gzela is the same gzela. It's just with the cheshbon.
Okay, fine. Okay, I hear it. You're trying to save the physical question. I hear the cheshbon. Okay, the maaser, I want to share with you a new pshat in amanas letzar, which the pshat is already in the Rishonim. There's a shultis in Parshas Noyak this week. The shultis says that the case of kedei letzaroi isn't he trying to hurt the Baalim. You're trying to teach him a lesson. Here you know somebody who's a little unorganized and he leaves his chvetim out wherever they are and they're old to get lost. And you want to teach him a lesson. What you'll do is you'll be metzarim. You'll take his chvetim away. He'll have to go looking for it. And then you'll tell him, by the way, I took it. Don't get nervous, but I want to teach you a lesson. This is what happens when you leave your chvetim around. So you're doing it also lahetiva. The Gemara, remember, the Gemara has two cases. One is amnas lameka, which is in this case a letari, and one is amnas acham tashlum mekefal. We know amnas acham tashlum mekefal is lahedya, the Rashi, for the te'elis of the bailam, for the te'elis of the nignam. I'm only doing it that he should benefit from it. So the Shultis says, hu adin amnas letzari is also I'm doing it for his te'elis, that he should learn a lesson. So letzari and the case of tashlum mekefal is l'chor in the same ramah, the same type of a case, and that's why it's not shreha, you learn both in one Pasek, because two examples of how I'm stealing really only l'tayves habaylam. That's the only motive why I'm stealing. And it's a shultis, it's a rash and teris kahanim. Yuchas la rash mishans, the lavdavka is a rash mishans, but if you look in Parshas Kadosh and Parshas Abayz, a halacha Abayz, the rash mishan says it as well. It's a shari tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoino, the shari tshuva in Shar Gimel, Ois Pehei says it as well. It's mashmois from other achrayim for sure, chidah. There are others as well who learn that the amanas letzara. This case, letzara is you're doing it for te'elis. At the same token, there's mashmois of the Rambam not like that in the Sefer Mitzvahs and others that no letzara is you're doing it abid. Amiri, you're doing it to hurt the guy. You're doing it to be metzara. So lechayra both are emes. Lechayra both are going to be also. I would like to suggest that that's what was going on in the Mechaba. Shtigo Chiddush. But the Mechaba is like this. First, Afilo Derek Skoik, which is a Rambam. Then, Afilo Amnas Lahagza, which is a Rambam. It's just Mamish Milu Bin Milu Rambam. And Amnas Lahagza, the case is, we know Zokta Beisaisa means Lzarai. You're doing it to hurt him. But what was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was that even though you plan on giving it back, maybe for that it wouldn't be Asa, Kamash Milan, it's still Asa. Then the next chiddush, the third case, Dr. Ramam is kedei l'shalom tashlum mekefal, is even though I'm doing a lotel, it's a bailim, you would think it's not also k'mashma, it's still also. The mechaba knows the other shayin, so mechaba is maisiv, another case, oy kedei letzarei, which is the case of the other shayin, where I'm doing it to teach the guy a lesson. That's the case of letzarei. The chiddush here is not, I'm doing it, I'm not sa'akzik, because it's only for a short period of time. The chiddush here is, I'm doing it to get him that he should learn a lesson. That's why the Mechaba puts it together with Tashlumi Kefal. Because it's the same thing. I'm doing it L'te'elis Habaylim. So the case of Amnasa Tashlumi Kefal is yet a fourth case. It's the case of Lameka like the other Rishayim. The Mechaba holds it both of them. It's Mameli. He brings down both halachas. A suggestion for the Mechaba. All right. But either way.
You know what? Now that you say that shot, you can frame for the caution of your head and it's reaching back. The Amnasa Zero. Right? So Amnasa Zero means that you're not going to get any Tuelis from this thing. So that's the cloud, and the two cases afterwards is just like we said.
Yeah, but why isn't Derek Skoik one of that?
Okay, no, Derek Skoik, you're not doing it for his Tuelis. That's not Amnasa.
Oh, yeah, but the Losh.
I'm
asking. But the Losh. Good, but the Losh Amnasa Zero also doesn't sound like it's for his Tuelis. Amnasa Zero sounds like the Chiddush is that even though it's only Lashah, it's for a short period of time because I plan on giving it back.
Learn it's a cloud. It means it's a cloud, that it means that all I want to do is take it away for your toilets and amounts of zero. And these are the two cases.
That's not yes. Mashmoit. Amnas lag zero, it sounds like the chiddush is because I'm only doing a lag zero. The chiddush should be, if the cloud would be amnas lehanoisoi, then I hear. I'm doing it to be mative to him, and now these are the two things. Alag zero, it sounds like there's a different chiddush going on. And the maisa is, let's carry it through. The Rambam's teretz is, why do you know, how do you know it's also? It's like the Rambam, I was like, significant, but what's the taich of the pasuk? Why is it also? The Rambam suggests, kedei shelo yargel atzmi bekar, because you shouldn't get angevaint. You're going to steal today thinking that you're doing it for a good cheshvin, and already you're angevaint to steal. Tomorrow you'll do it for a bad cheshvin. Memela the Torah asked it across the board, no matter what it's also. We're going to get to it. L'chair. Yeah, we're going to see in a second. However, the shiltis learns differently. The Shiltis learns, and others say it as well, that the reason why these cases are also is not Kadesh Shulo Yagel Asmakak. The reason why they're also is because the Islay Tzaira B'Shaita. Even though you have a great cheshvin why you're stealing, and the Seifa, when he finds out that you're paying him kefil and you did him, he's going to be thankful for you. But the bottom line is, in the interim, he's petrified. In the interim, he has tzar. He doesn't know where his chefetz is. It's lost. He's never going to get it back. He's disturbed. So since he has tzar b'shaitoi, that's why it's awesome. And the very geshmak like the Shiltis, because he learned that the havimino was you're being mative to him. Kamash Rolan, that no, but you chach you being mitzar with him in the short period.
So this is going to be a kid. Your neighbor is being mitzar you.
The Chiddush Akra Loisig Noivu, because you did it through a Maisa Geneva. If you would be Mitzarayin in a different way, we'll worry about different Yisurim. But the Chiddush Akra is that if you Mitzarayin Derech Geneva, then it's Oivu Loisig Noivu.
The Chiddush.
Yeah, the Moshe, the Hemek Shela points out, Avada did this to me Mitzayit from my nose dvarim, from somewhere else. So he says it's very geshmak, because the Shulta learned that you're doing this l'tevosai. You're doing it to teach him a lesson. So maybe that's not a nose dvarim. I have a cheshbon why I'm doing it. It's for his talis. It's for his talis why I'm doing it. So I won't be over a nose dvarim. That's what he suggests to Hemek Shela. And my Mele Kamashmal on this new pasik, loisig neiva, that no, you are over because he did a derek neiva. I don't know, you have to know. That's what today. I don't know what the Hemlik Shaila says. He says, that if you're doing this, tell us, you won't be over this. If there's no tzar at all, the mashal, he won't know about it, and you'll return in a way, then in a chanami, that would be good. But it's a catch 22. Tashlumi kefu, you can never be chayev. If you're going to come forth with the gzela, then it's moed b'knas potter. So you have to wait till he takes you and wants you from the din. So kefu, you're never going to get, right? And you want to teach him a lesson. Again, if he doesn't know about it, you don't teach him that lesson, so it's not going to work either. All right, the mice is...
You could do it a way of teaching a lesson.
How?
You could, let's say he's looking, he's not finding it. You put it back, and after he finds it...
No, but he had tsar, and nobody had tsar during this time. He was saying, what happens if he'll never know about it? If he never knows about it, he never has tsar, but he had tsar, so you have a lisik neiva.
Before he realized that he lost it.
If you took and gave it back before he knew he lost it, so then you didn't teach him the lesson.
You told him the lesson, how did I get it?
Oh, you could show him that. You should know, by the way, I took it, and now I'm telling you I took it. I hear.
If he feels that sorry after you put it back, it's from the start to the...
Mm-hmm. How does he have sorry when you put it back? What do you mean?
He already checked that location.
Right. No, so he got sorry, so then that's it. It's over. So you're over this right then. I got to want to suggest that the Rambam couldn't say the pshat of the shiltis, and because the Rambam learned afilo derech schoik. I believe Derek's Chayk, the case is that the person doesn't have tsar. I know Rabbi Steinberg is removed from it, but I can relate to Derek's Chayk. Sometimes you're just trying to have fun. It's not maybe on his chedron, but it's not that he has tsar. He's also part of having fun. If it's Simchas Torah, people have fun, yeah, they do silly things. But Lemaise is, so that's how it is. So it's not. I'm not causing many tsar. He's also part of it. Maybe he's not smiling as much as I am because he's the victim. But Lemaise is, he's not getting tsar from it. It's Derek's Chayk. If you do it in a fashion that's mamish pasha Derek's Chayk, that he doesn't have tsar, let's say it's mamish for a split second. He's looking for it. Not that he thinks it was stolen. He just puts it in his pocket. He doesn't know where it is. Maybe you left it at home. No, here it is. I got it from your pocket. So you got him. You chopped him. So it's a good joke. Lemaise, so it's Derek's Chayk, but there's no tsar. So from the time of the Shultas, maybe that would be Mutter. But the Rambam holds Derek's Chayk is also. Why? Because the Rambam Lishita also holds that the Issa is it's also even b'chayagavna. Now the Olam keeps on hacking. If maybe it's only the Rabbanan. So let's go through that now. The Lelechem Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam that is no issa deraisa. He holds that it's no lav in the Torah. It's only asa. Because if the Rambam puts it together with Parkas Mekashir also doesn't have an issa lav. It's only an issa, maybe it's an issa deraisa, but it's not a lav. Then the Lechemish continues and said, maybe the Rambam learns it's only Nasmachta. This whole Gemara is only Nasmachta. And besides, it's not even us Midrash altogether. It's only us Midrabanan. He says, he has a problem with it, but he's Mesupik. Is this a full lav or not? And maybe it's only even us Midrabanan. And the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Chav Dalet also is Medaik in the Rambam that it's not us Midrash. He doesn't tell you where his diak is from, but I believe his diak is the Rambam starts off, also look na filo koshu din Torah. That's din Torah. Pox mikshir is din Torah. Then you should know also, the also ligna ma filo des chayk, etc. It's also to do this. Sounds like that this might not be din Torah. The first thing, pox mikshir is din Torah, but everything else might not be din Torah.
Especially if he ends off kadesh
lo. Oh, and also if you learn that the pshat is at the end of right, kadesh lag atzvakak, it sounds... Right, and if he gives a time, it sounds like it's only the Rabbanan. That's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests as well. So you have a Lechem Mishnah and Minchas Chinuch who are both being mitzadid in the Rambam, which is the Mechaba Pashas, that it's only us and the Rabbanan. However, the Pell is that if you look in the Rambam, and everyone jumps, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Loisas of Reish Memdala, the Rambam brings down this din in the Loisas of Loisik Noivu, is the case of Amnas Lamekat, and Amnas Hashem Tashlum Ekeva Dala Vehei. So you see, the Rambam learned that it is a Daraisa. And it's not just the Rambam, it's other Rishenim as well. If you look, the Chinuch says, Lahed Yitzasim Daraisa, the Ritva, there's a Ritva on the Sugi, the Sefer HaChasidim in Ois Memdalad. He says also it's a lav, you're oiva belav. It's not stamad right, it's oiva belav. The ritual also says you're oiva belav. This is a full fledged lav going on here that if you do deres choik or letzar is also, it's a deraiso and it's also a lav. Everyone wants to know why the Rambam Messiah Kadesh Layagal Atzmei Bekach. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hukas Geneva, the Kuntres Achron in Sivkot and Beis, says it's not a problem. The Yad HaMelech says it. Others say it as well. There's a Kesekotcha might be mashma. There's Stechemer who says it. That's the Urcha de Rambam. The Urcha de Rambam is sometimes he's Mefarish time of the Kro. To make it it's more palatable and more understandable, once understand, especially here, it's better, because you're trying to be magdir how vite this Issa was, right? The Rambam learned out even Derek Skoik. So he's trying to be magdir. What was the intent of the Torah when it says Leisik Naivu? The intent was that when Chazal said we learn out Amnas Lameka, it means Shula Yagal Atzmei Bekakmim. Elo, that's why the Rambam brought out the din. But Avad, it's a deraisa.
So you're saying it's like, well, Siyog, the deraisa Siyog, like, well, you're all of
them. Right, and for that, the Achronim, when the Achronim, it's not for now, but when the tumble, do you find the Siyog in the Torah? The Achronim bring this as a raya. See, the Rambam learned that the Torah sometimes can give you a Siyog l'Torah, a Siyog that you shouldn't steal, even though beside this might not be such a bad Geneva, but Shaleyag
al'atzma
b'kach.
And what about Malchus? There's no Ashova
in this. Oh, that's a $1 million question. It's not for now, but it's a $1 million question. A lot of Achronim, many Achronim are bothered by that if this type of thing doesn't have a Yisayt of Ashova, and it's a lav, a full-fledged lav, so why don't you get Malchus? Good kasha. For these cases, I'm not Salameka, these type of cases, why don't you get Malchus? Okay.
Because it's Nitlasay.
Well, it might not be Nitlasay if it's not a full-fledged. Okay, whatever, it's really not for now.
The Siyog can't be worse than the Iker. The Siyog can't be worse than the Iker.
Okay. But that's very now really mamish holding on the time of the crowd. It's only Siyog, and Melech can't be worse than the Iker. Ah, yeah. The mice is
the cause, not in all cases, you can give.
Okay, so that's a shaila how you get all kids. All right, fine. It's not for now. There's a lot of raid on it. It's really not for now.
Because
they, why is that, Shavi? Because you plan on giving her back.
No, because what do you mean?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. The not much exactly what the case was. Maybe you have to see excise exactly. If I'm taking it to keep, I'm taking it to give back. We'll have to see. Okay, let's hold off. We'll get to.
Have a gun right away as soon as you take it. Remember, we have a tiva shava. Including the tiva geneva, the tiva shava.
If you learn it's a full flesh and you should have the chiva say as well, and you have to give it back. Okay, let's wait for the excise and we'll see it a little more. But Maisa, the Aruch HaShukun over here says, I don't know why he needs it for, but if you see the Torah went out of its way and created Isurim, Shalayagal Atzma Bekach, Zoktor Koshukum, and Mela, Bonim Ketanim. If you have kids, Haragilim to steal, they help themselves to other people's items, Chayv Ha'av Liyasram, Ula Hakoysam to hit them, Shalayagilu Atzma Bezeh. If you see the Torah went as, I mean, I think anyway, because of Chinek, but if you see the Torah went as Zayvait and made Isurim, Alavim, why? Shalayagal Atzma Bekach, so don't think, oh, it's only a kid. No. You see, the Torah is scared about the Hergal Aveira. So if your kid's going to do Chalila when they get older, they're also going to help themselves. You have to be very careful on your kids to make sure that they don't do it. Yeah, so that's the whole Reish Lamed Hey, if it's bad, not bad. Okay, it's a good... The nice Agav Ramosha says that the reason why someone wanted to learn change that we have a minin klaisel that we start Gemara, we learn Elam Metzis. So someone came to him, let's start with Brachas, the first Masechta. So Moshe says, no, stick with Leila Matzias. He has different cheshbonis. One of his cheshbonis was is that it's kedai. Once the beginning of the chinuch, they should know that what belongs to somebody else belongs to somebody else. You can't keep it. You got to not only that, you got to even give it back. You have to find the guy and give it back. It's a good start from the beginning. Get the yisoid this right. All right. Let's see a ksois. Is a geshmak ksois here? The ksois on kedai letzara is zok the ksois. Reish Perek Azel Neshech state lo yisignoiv the kasev rakman olamali state afilu amenas lamekat the kasev b'shitim mekabetes sham. What's the case? Zelo shoyne amenas lamekat yesh meforshim da'iri shu einu reitz lakev agneve biyadoi elagoyinav kedei letzara. You're only doing it to be mitzarim. And what are you going to do? And you're going to give it right back. You don't mean to keep it. You're going to take it for a short period of time and you'll give it right back. This is really coming from the Ritva. Everyone does this. Okay, not Rabbi Steinberg, but everyone does this, right? Everyone does. We take it, we give it back. It's a game. We have fun. It can't be that this could be what the Torah is answering, and everyone's even nisa deraisa. Or lekach yesh mefarshim devadei bedaiti lakev agneva biyadei. Certainly, your intention is to keep it. Aval einu geinev b'shvil shum hano elukadei letzarei. So, what is pshat sakter itvo? I plan on keeping it loylem void, but I don't plan on ever using it. I don't need the chayfis. I'm doing it only abi that he should lose the chayfis, abi that he should get tsar. And that's the case of kadei letzarei. But if I had planned on giving it back, and I do give it back, then I'm not over this issa deraisa. It's a ritva, nupshat.
What's the chiddush?
Yeah. What's the chiddush? Because normally gnev is I'm doing it to take for myself, to keep. I'm not doing this to keep.
Why
kavachayim? If I get, I'm not doing it. I want it. The Torah asked I shouldn't be taking Yana's money. I'm not helping myself. I should have a Muna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies for Klal Yisrael. Fine, I have a Muna. That's why Taka, I don't need this money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me Panasa. But I just don't want him to get it. I want him to have Tzar. That part of the Muna I don't have. But I just want to get him to have Tzar. The Mela, that's fine. I'm being Mitzarian. Maybe that wouldn't be also. K'mash Rulan, that's also. I'm giving you. The fortune explained. Okay, that's.
That's the Torah not to pay, right?
Right. That is a Chiddush Agra. If I would only learn now from my non ribbis, I would have said only because you're benefiting from it. But here, Kamash from the Pasuk Leisignoive actually to tell me that even though I don't plan on benefiting from it, I just plan on keeping it forever, that's the Issa Deraisa. But if I plan on giving it back, that won't be the Issa. Comes along the Tzais and says, no. Umeloshin Aram Mesef Amitz is Nira, Tafilu Ritzayne Loshiv Agneva, Nami Havi Amanas Lamekat, Ain Shom Mitzvah Reish Samak Dalit, Vizelo Shoinoi, Ubisifri, Lefishinem Begneva. What's the case? Dr. Rambam Pirish. So you see, the Rambam says in Furish that the Issa Amanas Lamekat is even though you plan on giving it back, and it's still Amanas Lamekat. And really, it's not just that. It's the Rambam itself. The Rambam says Amanas Lahakzir, and the Beis Yosef says, what's the case? Amanas Lahakzir. The case is where you plan on doing it. Letzair him. So you see that the Rambam, even Yad HaChazaka learned that the case of Litzara was Amnas Lag, so you plan on giving it back. Therefore, Zakhtik Sois, in Cain, Mashakosov, the Maisim Bechoyoim, Roy Elizar Bezer, you better be careful, because it's an Issa de Oraisa. It's an Issa de Oraisa to take someone's chayfiz, even though you plan on giving it back, to chep him, as an Issa de Oraisa.
What does he want?
It was wrong with Rambam, and he has a Rambam, forget. And Mamela, he holds that you should be chosh for the Shitas of Rambam, which not only that, it's the Shitas of Rambam Yerkazok, and I believe the Shitas of Makab as well. I'm not slag that the case is, Pashas.
What's the Ksosim? Hockey, the Ritva is arguing with the Rambam.
Good, so he's arguing, but he said, don't think, don't run away, because without the Rambam, you think, oh, the Ritva is written. He said, that's the Pshat.
I'm saying what the Ritva is. He doesn't apply to
you. What?
I don't assume that's what that means.
From the Shulchan Aruch, that's my dig. But if you learn much like the Pesach Chayshin, that the Shulchan Aruch says, I mean, even him, Amnasax is a subcategory of Kedei Latzar, so also you see it. Whatever, if you learn that like this, Amnasax is a nuke, Shoshlam Yedas. So you don't see Kedei Latzar, even if you plan on giving it back. And you have a Ritva, so maybe that's Taka the Amnasab Shat. Kamash will not know that the Rambam is not like that. Anyway, I think that, like I said, that Amnasax means, in the case of Makab, is Kedei Latzar. Fine. That's one chiddush of excise. Comes along another chiddush excise. This is a bomb chiddush. V'nestapakti begoinev amanas lamekat im havalei din ganev mamish l'schayev bo'insin. I want to know, this case, a goinev amanas lamekat, is it a ganev to be chayev bo'insin or not? Since I'm planning on giving it back, since I'm only doing it to Chepin for a short period of time and I'm going to give it right back, maybe because I plan on giving it back and it's only for a short period of time, it's not a full-fledged ganav to be chayiv boinzin. That's a ksaisa shayla. You have to know, you have to touch up what the suffix of the ksais is. Because I plan on giving it back, that's why I shouldn't be a ganav to be chayiv boinzin. Now, I could have said the shayla was a different shayla. L'chayra. Because let me just preface. The mashmais of the ksais is only because we paskin like the Rambam. That kadei letzara means I'm an as lohashiv, and I plan on giving it back. That's why I have a suffix, maybe not chayiv boinzin. But had I learned like the Ritva that I stole it, legamri, lechlutin, just my motive was I'm an as kadei letzara, then he wouldn't have a shayla, and it would be pushed by him that chayiv boinzin. It's only because it was l'shah, that's why I got to give it, that's why the ksais was masupik. I could have said there's a whole different suffix going on here. And that is, the Gemara says, how do you know every Gazan is Chai Boinsen? Where's the Makar? So Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Midi Dahave Ashoel. And Rashi explains, Rashi says, Midi Dahave Ashoel, that's Chai Boins, and why? Because Kala Nashaloi. So to every Ganav who steals, it's kolan nashalo, he's deriving benefit from the item. Mamela, that's why it's chai boinsin. There's Reb Chaim as Torah that no, it's a different din, v'shilem, it's a different din, why a ganav is chai v'keren. But the Pashas, the Gemara, at least according to Rashi, says the pshat is because midid av ha'shoil. So if it's midid av ha'shoil, it has to be kolan nashalo, I would have told you that. Very nice. If I plan on using it, I want to derive pleasure from the island. That's my motive. So that's me the davash all. But if my only reason why I'm stealing is to be mitzaryan and I don't plan on using it, so it's not me the davash all. I'm not getting any pleasure from it, so maybe I wouldn't be chayv boinsin. Maybe. Huh? It doesn't sound like that, because he sounds only because I'm not satsar lusha. Means had I learned like the ritvos, I'm not satsar loilum. No. That he would be partial chayv boinsin. Only because it's Lisha. I just told you that Allah is like the Rambam. Memela have a suffix. Maybe she chayv boinsin or not.
He's not learning like Rashi. It would seem he's not learning like Rashi. That God is not
because. So the Erech Shai asked on the Ksoi, he said, if you learn like this Rashi, so Lechayr, what? Then Bechlal, you shouldn't be chayv boinsin. And then the Erech Shai suggests, maybe, because Hagufa is my Kolam Nashaloi. I'm getting a Noah that he's getting Tzar. That's my motive. My motive is to be mitzarim. So memela, that's my kol ano shaloi. That's the purpose why I stole it. I stole it that he should have tzar, and I have that ano. He brings a raya from, if you break a chefetz b'chamosai on Shabbos, you say if a chefetz on Shabbos, you would think that it's a malakshay and tzrika l'gufa. No, it's not, because that's gufa my ano. My ano is that he should get hurt. I'm doing it b'chamosai. So he says, so that's my motive, so maybe there too. Then Erech Shai says, no, he has a problem.
Correct.
If that would be the Svarah, then the Shiloh should be even by the Ritva, which is not the Mashmaiz that exists. Correct. And then he says, very geschmack, he says that the Gemara says by Shayla Gufa, Shalah Leirois Boy Mahu. The Gemara has a Baidullah Yivshat. If I borrow, not the intent I want to derive pleasure from the item itself, I just need to park, I want to borrow your gold watch so that when I go for my interview, they could think that, oh, I have a gold watch. I don't need the watch. I'm not going to even look at the watch for its time. It's stopped working. It's not. I just need it to show it off. Shalah Leirois Boy Mahu. Because since I'm not deriving pleasure from the item itself, maybe that's not a real din shayl. So machlek is Rashi in the Rambam, if the shayl of the Gemara was, if I had not chay boinsin, or the Rambam learns the Gemara, no, avad I am chay boinsin, avad I am a shayl, just it's a chay v'gabi shmir b'baylam. But if you learn like Rashi and many Rishonim, that the whole shayl is fundamentally, maybe I'm not a shayl b'chay boinsin, so Erech Shai, even if you think that you're doing it to get him, to be metzayim, and that's why you should have a midida v'ashol, even that you don't have. Because it's lo gara from shalah leirais boy. That's all you're doing. You don't want to derive pleasure from the item. You need the item just to be something zaitik to get him that he should have tzar. So it's like using the item to show off the item. So Mameli says that at worst it could possibly be in a boy de lo yivshita. So he doesn't know v'chla what's the shalah poshut. You shouldn't be chayev v'insin because you wouldn't be able to make some money from the sofik. That's the worst it could be. Yeah, he is an exoy. Exoy sounds like he's asking a different kakira. And he said, Bechal, this shouldn't be. It's not midid av ha'shoil. So I would like to suggest it's not shreya l'chayra. Bishloim, when I borrow something, so I have to have ishtamshus from it. But if I'm taking something shalei bishus, so every ganev, a ganev is already chay boinsin now before even was mishtamish with it. Why? Because he plans on being mishtamish with it, but he has no right to be mishtamish with it. Torah says he doesn't care. He's beyond that, right? He's a ganev. He's not asking rishus to do what he did. So he's not going to get rishus to do the next step too. It's in his possession. So it could be bechlal, every ganev, even if his motive was kadei letzarai, it's still kol anashaloi. It's b'shusai, the item is by him. And at any given moment, he has the ability to use it. It's kol anashaloi. He is the one who could derive pleasure from the item. The Bailam could no longer derive pleasure from the item. They don't have it. Are you going to tell me, hey, it's also to do? Well, it's also to steal in the first place, and he didn't care about the stealing. He took it, right? So bishlami.
Different than
shoshalami das. Shoshalami das is a gazan.
I thought we said earlier before that the Debre Chaim, I think that there's two.
Right, so he holds correct. The Debre Chaim holds for someone that's only Gazan when you end up being Mishamach. But that's clear. Everyone holds that a Gazan sky points in even before he gets to the Shtamshis. Right? So I think the same type of cheshem, because the Ganev is not working with a structure with Halacha. He doesn't care. He technically took it. So if he took it, so I don't care what his motive was, l'chatkhila, but he still, at every moment, he could go ahead and use my chefetz. It's out of my control. I can't stop him. I don't have pleasure from an item. Mele, every Ganev, yes, is kohan shaloi. Even if his motive was kadeh letzar. Mele, Gzayis didn't clear that shayla. Gzayis only cleared the shayla. Maybe since I'm only taking it for a short period of time, Mele, that's why I shouldn't be chai boinsin. I don't know why, but that's that's the ksais.
What I was asking was about the feed this cheshbon, it should be nogay by shoshal midas also.
The what?
He's taking it in his
position. So every shoshal midas taka is a gazan.
Well,
oh, let him have a call and shalai right away, let him be chai bainzer right away. Okay, I have to work through it. But in the chanam, it's in the sivis and others, it's taka, the chasin, the shvasin like that, in the chanam, be chai bainzer right away. The Aruch HaShukim points out that the whole shayla of the ksais has only been negated to ein sin, but been negated to geneva v'avei, the avad yichayv, because mi yishmer oisam. The bailan can no longer watch it, it's by you. So avad, you have to take on a degree of responsibility, and the degree he understands is even geneva v'avei, I guess you're deriving some hana, how you chayv geneva v'avei. Geneva v'avei is only if you're like a shayma zaka. I guess that hana that you're getting makes you like that schar and gives you shayma zaka, but the whole shayla of the ksais has only been negated to chiv ein sin. There's a minchas chinuch in mitzvah nun dalet. It's not over here in reish kadal. It's in nun dalet. When he brings down the ksais, he says that the whole ksais's shaila was b'negei techiv oinsin. But kefil and dalet vehei avadi yid bichayv. Avadi a full fledged gan bichayv kefil davet. It's only a shaila meyuchad to oinsin. And you have to touch up the chinuch l'chayro. We have a call dalet vehei merachman and not gimel v'dalet. Means the only pay dalet vehei is gimel v'dalet on top of the keren that I pay. So I guess he means to say is that we're talking about the case where the chayfet is still be'en and that we caught you, so then you got to give back the chayfet plus on top of that another gimel v'dam, maybe we have a full dalet v'hei. But let's say the chayfet is nenas and we hold like the tzadok says that nenas yipotel, so then you can't be chayfet dalet v'hei. It's a catch 22. You can't be chayfet dalet v'hei because if you shechted it. Oh, you mean very good. You shechted it. Good. You're right. I take it back. So it's not annoyingness. Good. Mask him. We'll get to the next case. Kefil. Okay? In the case of Kefil, if you're going to say that it was Nenas, and that, excellent, I made a mistake. In the case of Kefil, if it was Nenas, and you don't have it, and you put on the Karen, so how are you going to be chayv for the Kefil? Kefil om Rachmono. So if you're not going to be chayv for the Karen, you can never pay Kefil. So it has to be the cases, we're talking about where you have it, or let's say it was Gneva Vaveda, and we hold you chayv for Gneva Vaveda. But if it was Nenas, then Avadi should be put on Kefil. He's only saying that's partially to be chayv and kefil. If the chayv is still banned, so then you'll have to pay back the chayv. And on top of that, you'll have to add another tashlum kefil. That will be the din. All right, fine. So let's see. So vazak tzeis, are you chayv ba'in tzinanat? Zak tzeis, I have a raya. Vine medivre shita mekabetis nira the goizel amenas l'shalem einu chayv ba'in tzin ayn shom besuge d'shlikas yad zelo shoynay. The gazlin, he wants it. The it's really coming from a redva. And the Ritva wants to be mechalek. What's the category of gazlan? Shlichas yad and shor shlom yadas. There are three categories. What's the distinction between them? So he says, gazlan shor shlom yadas shaychi b'chol odim bein shoyim bein inish da'alma. Avo shleich yad lesei elu b'pikodin. It's only by pikodin. Ushmoy mechiach alav. That's the lashon shleich yad. You shleich yad. It means by you and you extended your hand to it where you shouldn't have. So the case of shlichas yad is only by a shoyme, but gazan shoshon das is by everybody. Now, what's the gegeder? Hanoita ligzal adas litla kula oilito mektsas oishiyaksirena v'lo yishalim labaylov. If your intent is to steal it and not reimburse the baylim, who chay ba'insin mikivish moshak ladas kein afa bishaloi chasa, and that's gzela. Gzela is where you plan on taking it shaloi amanas l'shalim. Next. What shaleich yad? Hashaleich yad bepikodin is someone whose daita lito lelechasa kolam mikzas, where your intent is to use some of it, to use it up, to take some of it. Al das l'shalom. But your intent is, yeah, I'll pay back the bailam, I'll reimburse the bailam, and memelo, that was a chiddush akrov shlichas yad. Zaktak sois, vais tois. That this case of stealing amanas l'shalim shaleich yad amanas l'shalim is only by a shema umashma de beinish da alma. To tell you something, supposed to say de beinish da alma. Somebody who's not a shema is einu chay ba'insin mechbi amanas l'shalim. If he picked up with the intention to pay, he will not be chay ba'insin b'chay gavna. On mekol shekain, if that's the case, I mean the ksois is sparring from Ritva that someone who steals amanas l'shalim is not a ganiv. Then kol shekain, someone who's going to amanas and his intention to return this very item back to the Bailim, so in that case you're not going to be chayiv ba'insin. But he wants a shpar from the Ritva. That you see from the Ritva that someone who steals a manas l'shalim is not going to be chayiv ba'insin. Memela, someone who takes someone's chayfetz, a manas to give it back, and my motive is letzar him, I'm also not going to be chayev ba'insin. That's success. It's a sant. He's coming from Ritva. And Ritva l'shitaz, Ritva holds that a gadim master will make it has to be the plan and keeping it lo'ilam. But if you're planning on giving it back, you're not a gadim master make it, you're not over there either. So you have to know how vite to take this right. Because l'didan that we hold, the gadim master will make it is even if you're planning on giving it back. Maybe Tak will argue with that for Ritva over there too. Because the Rishonim Tak have different klolim. The Ran says a different shot, a different agdara between Shosh Lamidas and Shlichas Yad and Geneva. So if they know b'chal, what's the raya? Okay. Now, Bechalad, you have to know, the place blives Turkey instead of the Achrin one, which is the Kishmaka Raya, so why the place is being Mesupik at the end? So I think Bechalad, you have to understand, he leaves out the end of the Ritva. The Ritva says another game. And what Shol Shloi Midas? Shol Shloi Midas is that you take the item and you plan on giving it, just being Mishtamshim, and you give it back, and you're a Goslin. And if it's something that you should be paying for that Ishtamshis, the Ritva, it's talking about where you talk, have a mind to pay for that Ishtamshis. And still, you're a Goslin. So I have a case of Shosh Lemidas by an Inish Na'ama, a regular person, taking a chavitz, being mishtamish with it, giving it right back, be'en, and I'm a Goslin, and I'm Chayv Boynton. So you have to know, like the Ksois left that out, and the Ksois holds it, for, that's Pasha, we're not a Shosh Lemidas. And he only wants to get you from a Ganav angle. Now Ganav is only a Shalom Nasasham, but I'm Nasasham, you're not a Ganav. The Chayr Tzepela, the Chayr, bring a ride the other way, bring a ride from Shosh Lemidas, that you are a Gazlan, and you are Chayv Bainzin. So if you learn that maybe only Chayv Bainzin wants you Mishtamish with it, so here we can bring that Raya, Ve'egishmak, because I wasn't Mishtamish with it, and this I'll never be Mishtamish, because I'm only doing a Litzar, so Me'ela fine, but if you learn, let's say, like the others, Nasivas, Kazanish, the Shosh Lemidas, right away you're a Gazan, you're Chayv Boynton, right when you take it, even though you plan on giving it back, then you're a Gazan, so to Luchay, if you steal a Manas Tzai, you should also be a Ganev and Chayv Boynton. So I saw Shmuel Rozovsky Grada also Shpaz on Shosh Lemidas, and in Gomatzi and Simuchov Hey, in Hamafkid, he says the following klal, Gishmaka Hagdora, and he says, that the case, that even if you take the diik of the ksois, but you have to know how to take the diik is where I planned on taking the chavitz, and I plan on paying the full value of the chavitz that I took. If I steal a chavitz that's worth $100, and it goes down in price, and now it's only worth 80, and I give it back ben, that's my hashava. I'm only getting back 80, but I'm giving it back the chavitz ben. I stole 100 and gave back 80, but it's ben, and that's fine. That's a full chiyav hashava. That which the Ritva is medayik, that a goyin of amnas shalom, this dik in the Ritva would be not a gana, not chayv boynton, is where I steal, my intent is to pay the full value of the chavitz, regardless of what happens to the chavitz, regardless if it goes down in price, up in price, even though I'll give back the chavitz ben, but it's not worth the full value of the chavitz, I'm going to be mashlem. But the case of the ksois, of taking something to chepa yen, and you're going to give it back tomorrow, tomorrow might be worth less. Just because I plan on giving back the chavitz ben is not amanas l'shalom over the ritva. V'teida zokta, you see, every shosh l'medas is like that. Every shosh l'medas is a gazlan is chayv boynton, even though you plan on giving back the chavitz. Why are you a ganev? I the ksois is rai. Are you giving it back? Teida says, because that giving back is not a full ashlama. Because if it goes down, you don't plan on being mashlam on it. If it goes down in price, you plan just giving it back the way it is. So that's not amanas l'shalom. Amanas l'shalom means you plan on taking the chavitz and paying back the full value of the chavitz. The mezak ed b'chalal is no rai for neritva. And he comes out, he holds that avada shoshalom, this case of a goyiz al amanas l'meikat is avada going to be chayv boynton. Shmuel Rozovsky. And the chazanish was a chazanish in Bava Kama in Simon Chof. In the end of Siv Cotton Hay, he also names on for a pashas that the goyin of amanas l'meikat is chayv boynton. On the other hand, you have an Orach HaShulchan who names out for a pashas. Not like that. He names on for a pashas. No, that if he's going to have amnas l'meikat, he's not chayv boynton. Going to have amnas l'meikat is part of boynton, but you'll be chayv v'gnev aveda, like I mentioned before. So at the end of the day, you have a sofik of ksais, blayv tzorachin. But la'achro, you have a Shmuel Rozovsky in the chazanish who names on for avad, you are chayv boynton, and you have the Orach HaShulchan who names on for a pashas, you're not chayv boynton. And I want to take it to the next step. Right now, the ksais is only talking about a case of going to have amnas l'meikat. What about the other cases? What about a gani of nasa sham tashlumi kefo dala vehei or schoik? Maybe schoik is yeah, like gani of nasa kutsu, it's only lusha. But what about a dala to steal a nasa sham tashlumi kefo dala vehei? So the chashuk and toich dvar says, all these cases are not going to be chai boinsen. I'm ksay sachoshin. All these cases, it means he learned that the ksays are going on the case of nasa sham tashlumi kefo as well. However, you could be machalik. And that is, these cases of Amnas Lamekad, or let's say Schoik, which is learned out from Amnas Lamekad, that is, your intent is only to take it Lashah for an hour, 2 hours a day, whatever it is, a short period of time, and you voluntarily will give it back. The case of Amnas Hashem Tashlumi Ketavahei is you refuse to give it back till he takes you to Bezin, you're going to fight him Bezin, and they're going to win. And then they're going to be Mechayv, you Kefal Davahei, because if you plan on giving it back right now, without Bezin, you will never be Chayv Kefal Davahei. Kefal Kedavahei only comes through a Bezin. It means you have to be firm and hold on to the Gneva and lose in Bezin, lie in Bezin, I don't know, you got to get Edom against you, Madib Knasas Bata. That's not the case, Lashah. I think that the Ksais would be Maida B'chai Gavner Avadi Yochai Bainz, and that wasn't the Shaila. The Shaila was only going to have a Nasla Mekat. But the Kashukhan takes it all the way, and he says, even the case of going to have a Nasla Tashlum Keva Dal Vehei is also going to be Pata Bainz, because it is Shaila the Ksais. Alright, interesting. So now you want to know back to him. If you're not chayiv ba'inzin, so you have to know you might not have a chayiv disasei, because I could have a case, I could steal this case, steal this item, I'm not a maker, then I blew it, I dropped it, whatever, it was a nine zap into it, and I'd be potter, and that's it. And now I have no chayiv hashava. And I never have the mekayim the tashlum, I'm never mekayim the asay, and nevertheless I have the lav, so l'chayah, so that's the kasha, l'chayah should get malchus, because it's not nitta glasay. Right, correct. Means if there's an underlying, there's no chiyav hashavah. There's underlying, there's no chiyav einsin. So mameila, I'll have the case. I'll have the lav without the nikta klas A, without the tashlumen.
Why did Toys ever there?
Because he, this case, a guy steals letzar, and then the item got broken boinis. What's the halacha? He's pata.
Afterwards.
Correct.
When you first stole it, you had the chiyav.
I know, but.
So at that point, it was.
Okay, fine. Done that if that's enough, because you see the Rishonim had to be out of the way that what happens with the Chayfitz is not banned by every Gazan. Every Gazan it's like a say for Eishavis Akzela, but if it's not banned, you don't have Eishavis Akzela. So the Rishonim, some Rishonim like the Rosh said, no, even when it's not banned, the Tashlumen is Gufa like Eishavis Akzela. And if the Rambam says no, then it's Nitikle Tashlumen. And Echanami, Taka Luoth to the Asay, but you'll have the Tashlumen. Here you have a case that you don't have the Asay and you don't have the Tashlumen. So now you should be get Malkus. Yesterday when I took it, I started with the essay, good, but right now you have a lab without the essay. Maybe right now you should get Malkus. Good, right? That whole sugya. Correct. All right, let's try to chaperai one more, just a piskei tshuva. There's a whole lot, then we'll have to say for next time, but there's a small piskei tshuva here. If you look in piskei tshuva aleph, I feel derech schoik. Kasa b'seifa sham mishpat v'zelo shaynei u'b'smak simin rei samach alav kasa b'shem rabbeinu yoyna, which is, it's really a gemar v'avakama v'chein osu lignoiv es sholoi ma'acha haganev sholo yirik haganev v'ushas orach b'resh perak ha-maniach ben bagbeg oime al tikonis l'chotza chavercha lito al shalcho sholoi b'shus. You shouldn't go into Yenim's. Let's say he even took your item, it's Zeb Kedin, Shleikin, it's irrelevant, but he has your item, and you very much need it right now, you want it, or whatever, you would like it, and now you would, and he's not home, so I'll help myself into his house to get back my chayfetz. It's my chayfetz. I'm not stealing anything of his, I'm taking back my own item. So maybe that's nanaganif. Kamashvon is like Ben Bagbe, that's like Signeva teaches you that this is also an Isignevit, this is also. But what should you do? Zag ben bagbag, that he leaves out. Ben bag, what should you do? You should snatch it from him, be fun of, and this way you won't look like a ganav, because that's only gzela, that's better, that's not gneva. Means the issa is, don't do it behind his back. But if he's withholding your item, you're allowed to be, take the item away from him, snatch it out of his hands, because that's like gzela. This is only if you do it, but if in gneva, shaloi, Befana, but people don't know about it, he doesn't know about it, that's Gneva. Ach, b'mokum dik pseida, if you mamish need the item now and you're going to have a hefted from it, then it's mut afli konus l'chotze chaveri, k'machukosu ha-teisu ha-goes ha-shrisham, because Adam is done dinu l'nafshe. You're allowed to be done dinu l'nafshe, that you're allowed to do. But with it, if it's not a b'mokum pseida, you could wait, then you should not help yourself and take your own chayfes, because that's also Gneva.
No other way to get it, only when he's not home, he's never going to get it back.
And, but, so why can't you take it? Take him to Bezdin and get your chayvus like that. You won't have a pseidah, you'll go to Bezdin. Says, so if know, you could do that, then you're not allowed to do it. If you can't do that, then ain't a chanami, then it's b'makom pseidah, then you're allowed to steal. Fine. No, if it's b'makom pseidah, again, take him to Bezdin, won't be pseidah.
What's Yisik Neva over here?
You did a maisa geneva. You did it behind it. So gradually you should know that some mafarshim will learn ben bagba shalayir kagan if gufa mean shalayargo bakak. They touch the same thing like the ram shalayargo bakak. Because you're doing a maisa geneva. Are you stealing your own thing? But you're doing this. Tomorrow you're going to steal his chayfis. Today you stole your chayfis. Tomorrow you steal his chayfis. Shalayargo asmakak. If that's a pshat, I'm not convinced. But at least shalayir asmakaganev. He says, "V'tumani mashishmitu haram v'matur mechabed dinzeh." Why did the Gedolei HaPoskim, Rambam and Tur mechabed, leave out this halacha? L'chayit a Gemara with Rabbeinu Yonin and the Smak and the Skrada, the Shultis and the Tzuvus Arif and Kuflam Megimot, the Tzuvus Arashman, Kelek Vav Reish Peivav. It's a Smag and Loisay Se Kuf Nunhei. It's a Yerem Reish Nunhei. It's a Shlom. It's a Meiri. There are many, many Rishonim. There's more Gana. There's many Rishonim who would have a Paskin like this halacha. The Shukin I think brings it down. There's a Shutari Vashim Tzimtam Mevav that it's a halacha. Yes, we pass him like this. To teach why the Rambam left it out, so that some would like to suggest is because this is Ben Bagbag, and we learn from Leisig Noiva Manas Lameka Nasasham Teshlumi Kefo Dalvehe, so maybe we argue with Ben Bagbag. Ben Bagbag learned out from this Joshua, this Halakha, but we have different things to learn now from Leisig Noiva. So maybe Taka the Rambam didn't pass him like this. But like I said, Harbe Vahabi Rishon and passing like this, Halakha Lamaisa, this could be an Issa de Raisa. To go into somebody's house and take your own item without his knowledge because you're doing a maisa geneva. But what should you do instead? You should punch him in the nose and take your chavis from him. That's gzeila. That's fine.
Not geneva.
What? Sorry. How does hesed work? So hesed works really not for now, but there's a new concept called don dinu lanafshei, and you become like bezdin, and just like bezdin is allowed to do that. So you could do the same thing. You could be the Bezdin, because you know he has your chayfis, and you could be done dealing nafshei and take his chayfis. So then you're going kilo like a Bezdin. But when you're not doing that, when there's b'makom that there's no pseida, so you don't have that maila like you're like a Bezdin, you don't need to be done dealing nafshei, so then you have this din of leisig neiva shalagir atzmak
aganev. Breaking in or
taking the chayfis? Breaking in is breaking in, but that's not Geneva. Geneva is taking something out of his possession without his knowledge, even though it's yours. But you're taking it out of his possession, that's a maisa Geneva.
It's with
their use,
it's not in his possession.
I don't even know, it's still in his house. It's in his house and you're taking it from his house. So that's a maisa Geneva.
That's not
Geneva. That is Geneva. You're taking it from his house. So you're going to Minagana. So it's a shayla, get him in a gal. But here you're taking your.
Would it be different
No, if there's a hefset, you're allowed to do it. But it's only b'makom, there's no hefset, then you're now to go. At the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, you see, midaraisa, there are many forms of geneva that maybe have good cheshboinis, you're doing it to be mate of the Dabalim, to teach him a lesson, you don't care about anything mimetzar, you're even taking your own item. But if it's a maisa geneva, it is also midaraisa.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.